Newfoundland Constabulary says it is aware of a video in circulation appearing to show students gathered to watch an altercation in a parking garage in the area of the Valley Mall in Cornerbrook. The video shows a large group of young people gathered around, egging on several young girls who are physically fighting with each other. Dr. Janine Hubbard is a registered psychologist and a regular contributor to the VOCM Morning Show. She joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hubbard.
Oh, good morning.
I guess first off, we should point out that while these were high school students, the altercation was not on school property. What was your reaction when you watched the video?
Well, I'm going to be careful not to comment on this specific video, just because we want to be careful about glamorizing and trying to draw attraction to these things. However, we see lots of these types of videos emerge. I'd say around here, at least one or two a year seem to kind of rise to popularity, but we certainly know that they occur on a fairly regular basis. And they're disturbing. There's no question. They are hard to watch. We don't like seeing our young people engaged in any kind of physical violence. And of course, anytime there's a group nature of it, anytime you see people kind of egging on and encouraging violence, it is really disturbing for us to watch, no question.
You mentioned how, one or two times a year we see these types of video comes out, but how common is this type of violence and when we don't see it on video?
Well, research has consistently shown that amongst teenage girls, about a quarter to a third of them report that they've been involved in some kind of a physical fight within the last year. So those numbers are high. Now, they may not be to the degree of, sort of what makes the social media rounds, but it's an unfortunate commentary that, this is happening a lot more than I think most people realize.
Are frustrations possibly made worse by the isolation caused by COVID-19?
I mean, it's possible. Like I say, these things do happen. Sometimes we see them at the start of the school year just because sometimes it's people interacting for the first time in a couple months that maybe haven't seen each other. There's kind of new establishments of kind of, social hierarchies or social groups. We certainly know that, there's a lot of people who are certainly feeling frightened. The only thing I will comment specifically on this one was watching the close quarters and absolute lack of masks was really disturbing in a COVID era situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you next was the lack of masks, lack of social distancing.
Oh, I think, sadly, that was my first reaction, and then it was more kind of looking towards the rest, which is more, like I say, you could have taken that video a year ago in terms of things. And it is concerning, and it also, we're never sure. Sometimes these things are very spontaneous. Sometimes they are very much planned and organized. Sometimes we know that they are played up for because of the presence of cameras. And sometimes we know that they become more intense because of the large crowds and people egging them on. There's a lot of factors that go into this.
And why would others just stand by and not either break up or help the victim in these situations?
And that's probably the biggest message that I want to try to send out this morning is the importance of the bystander effect. Because it can do one of three things. It can stop it cold, and we have research that shows that having one person in that crowd say, whoa, stop, can have a mitigating effect. It's amazing. And how quickly, I think they've said within about 12 seconds, you can start to see, even if it doesn't completely stop, it can start to dissipate it a little bit. You have neutral reactions, and then you have the encouragement. And if you're going to do nothing else coming out today, talk to your teen about the impact that they can have as part of that crowd. The importance of speaking up.
Okay, that's exactly what I did want to ask you next, was how to talk to your teens about this type of thing. Any advice for parents?
Well, use this as an excuse. Use this as a catalyst and ask them a little bit about, what have they seen? What have they observed? Remind them that, we can talk about the videotaping of it, but the impact of a crowd and what they can do in terms of, like I say, encouraging it, letting it continue, or perhaps having a positive impact in terms of stopping it. The concern is you speak up, you become a target, which is always the worry for a lot of teens.
Dr. Janine Hubbard, what are the reasons behind teen girl fights and bullying like this?
There's a number of things. Again, the research has been really interesting on that. Sometimes it's that they've felt insulted or disrespected. Sometimes it's an ongoing feud or a disagreement. Sometimes they're upset about someone spreading rumors. Sometimes it's been an argument over either a friendship or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And we also know that in this era, the impact of the viral video can certainly, like I say, as opposed to in the past, what might be two girls working it out on their own without a crowd, as soon as you add a crowd and as soon as you add the impact of the videotaping, it can really amp things up. And unfortunately, I mean, there's a real popularity online of these types of videos. So there can sometimes be some social status attached to it. So that's why we want to be really careful and make sure you're talking to your teens about, if you happen to see something like this, not sharing a video online, not continuing it, and in fact reporting it to authorities.
Yeah, and then I was going to ask you as well about how kind of fights have changed in this social media era, and you did just speak to it a little bit there, but is there anything else that, you know, teens should be aware of if they find themselves in this position?
Well, remember that assault is a criminal act. And the only good thing out of having some video evidence is it may help to support police laying charges. But remembering that it's not just, I guess, playing around in the backyard, you could potentially be looking at people receiving charges from the police, and that it is a serious matter. It's not just goofing around.
Dr. Hubbard, are parents sometimes naive to think their child would never be a bully or become involved in an altercation like this?
Unfortunately, yes. Now, there are some parents who, you know, are aware. They may have teens who have had issues with impulse control, anger management, or know that there is a long-standing history of conflict with a peer group or ongoing bullying. There are certainly some, you know, factors that can be involved, but I think a lot of parents would probably be very surprised to hear about some of the stuff that goes on, especially off of school property.
Registered psychologist, regular contributor to the VOCM Morning Show, Dr. Janine Hubbard, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ben.